Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Clarissa Kenty podcast show. We're so excited about you being here and supporting what we do here on the podcast show. We have a great wealth of knowledge that we bring through the waves. And again, thank you so much for your support. Go out there and share this podcast and let everyone know that the Clarissa Kenty podcast is now on the airwaves. Listen, this is episode one, series two. We have Pam Chapman, guys. Pam Chapman comes to us all the way from Shaw, Mississippi. Pam does an amazing things in Mississippi. She is a former national television director. She has her own spa and cosmetic line. She has her own national TV network. And I can go on and on and on about Pam Chapman, but I'll let her do all of that. Pam, welcome to the Clarissa Kenty podcast show.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited to be a part of the show
today. Yes, let's tell the listening audience a little bit about you and your background and some of the things that you bring to the table in Mississippi.
Well, first of all, let's start off saying thank you for inviting me to your podcast. I come from a television background, becoming the first African-American woman to be a news director in the state of Mississippi. I have about 20-plus years of experience in television. Do a lot of national motivational speaker. I'm an ambassador for Coca-Cola, where I travel and speak about entrepreneurship and leadership. I just do a lot of different things that centered around, serving. Giving back to the community that has given me so much is so important to me. So I'm just a servant, and I believe that everyone has a gift and a talent, and they need to share it.
And you can see that, guys, with what Pam does on her network and how she's able to allow people to come in and provide a platform for them as they are giving out their content for different shows and podcast formats and content. But I'm so most interested right now with the COVID-19 crisis that the country is dealing with right now. Pam, you're doing a lot in Shaw, Mississippi. You are helping a lot of people with getting different items to them that they normally would not have or don't have access to or just don't have the finances in order to provide for themselves. And you are doing an amazing job. What is the latest campaign that you have going on right now in Mississippi?
Well, I wanted to say that, I'm from Shaw, but I have recently moved to Cleveland, which is right down the road. So I'm a Mississippi Delta girl. One of the things that we're doing here at Delta that we have passed out over 25,000 plus face masks to help out the medical industry, the transportation industry, and law enforcement as well. We have sent out several hundred bags of grocery, given it out to the elderly and the less fortunate. We have given out filters for some of the masks, lots of basic masks that do not have the correct filter or any filter in it at all. We have also given out several tote bags of cloth and cleaning and disinfectant products to the transportation industry to make sure that the people that they're taking, to the doctor, to the grocery store, to pay their bills, or wherever they're going, that their vehicles have been cleaned and disinfected. So we're doing what we can here to be able to provide a service to everyone.
And so with you doing that, from what I've noticed as well, is that even the media there in that local area, Pam, they have acknowledged the great works that you're doing. And certainly you're not doing it by yourself. What I've noticed that you do, and you are a genius at this, is that you know how to get people to grasp the buy-in and the concept of what you're doing to help other people. And you're able to just rally so many people in your area to come together for these efforts and to help other people. I mean, what is your secret to that? Everyone cannot do that. Can't do it.
I've always believed in collaboration. And I believe that everybody has a different strength and a different gift, a different talent, and everybody has resources. Those are the ones who have resources. So every time that I come with an idea or a project idea, I make sure that I find those different organizations organizations or those different people out there that can help me do what I'm doing. And so that's why I created an organization that is called the Boss Lady Crisis Consortium Team. And it's about a group of professional women getting together to pool all their resources to help people in their community. So we're going to be able to have different women become a part of this organization in different parts of Mississippi, and then eventually we will break out to other states, because we have to teach other people, especially other professional women, it's all about leadership. It's all about being a servant. And each of us that have been truly blessed in our professional, we need to give back to the community that have supported us.
Now, Pam, let me ask you. One thing I know, there are some people out there who say they love other people, but it's not in their actions. And can you teach someone how to give?
I truly believe that you can. You know, first of all, you have to tap into their energy. You know, find out what their strengths are. And then a lot of times, you're trying to find what it turns out, you will eventually find out what their weaknesses are. Someone sometimes has hurt them so badly when they were just trying to help them or serve them. They refuse to open up to help again. So we try to keep that. There is their strength and ability, and there's a leader that resides in you. Despite what people may have said about you, done you, mistreated you, it is still your responsibility to be a servant. That's where you get your blessings from, when you help somebody else survive.
So Pam, how are you able to use your platform? You have the P. Chapman Network TV, and that is a network that you started. I remember when you started that. I had an opportunity to go out to your coming out party in Atlanta, which is where I first met you. Just a lot of great celebrities out there, great platform. And so how are you able to use your platform amid the COVID-19?
One of the things that we have done is that we have now opened up our network onto a larger scale, meaning that when we first started the network, we were only doing video on demand. We now have opened our network onto a 24/7 live network. So we have live news on our network now. We have live videos on our network now, live movies. So we are now just a bigger programmer. Opening up our network to give out the best content that we can. And so we knew that in order to be able to help people with COVID-19, we have to have a live news network that's 24/7, that is providing tips, providing information to help those people who are looking for a way to protect themselves from COVID-19, looking for ways to stay healthy. So we have several different 24/7 live networks on our Roku network that provides news content 24/7 live.
Wow. And you know, with where things are going right now, both of us are in media. I've been in media well over 20 some odd years. And you and I both know that things are now changing and they're evolving into a new norm. Even with the side-by-side interviews now that I was kind of doing a couple of years ago, now that is a norm for a lot of the sitcoms, not all the talk shows that are on the local networks and national networks. And so there's
I'm seeing a lot of them using that Zoom now because everybody's doing practicing social distancing. And so they're using Zoom to look at the views. Each one of those links are in their own home, providing content, providing news updates, providing news tips. So everybody, news has changed.
But you know what I have found to be interesting, though, and you know, coming from your background, I'm sure you have too. What I'm learning is that a lot of these hosts and these media personalities that have these talk shows, they really do feed off of their audience. And if they don't have their audience, there's a lot of weird pregnant pauses in their show. Have you noticed any of that?
They have to. And you know what? And it's strange that you say that, because I noticed that a lot of ministers, you know, I'm going to the side.
Oh, come on.
A lot of ministers that have, when they consider their home or in their study, should they look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They have to be either standing in the building, or they're going drive-by ministry. They have to have an order. People are actually sitting in their cars watching them, or they could be sitting in their home watching them. So it has totally changed. It's like people cannot function if they do not have watching them.
Right. And it's the feedback, it's the laughter, it's the amen corners. And so now I have had an opportunity to see some ministers out there who are doing pretty well and getting around that curve there. And that's a slight curve, but everyone, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're having to do things differently. And I think once the country even opens back up to its full functioning, there's still going to be some new norms that will be implemented, in my opinion.
It's going to be different, but you know, I always tell people this in my training workshop, that when you're uncomfortable, that's good, because that means you're growing.
That's
and
right.
That means that you're preparing yourself for whatever comes your way, and however it comes, you can deal with it. And so it gets us in a position where we just can't sit back and now relax, okay, we're going to do the same we've been doing for 20 years. That is no longer. We're having to be in an uncomfortable position. So we're learning that we had gifts and talents that we had all the time, but we never executed them. So this time, this season that we're in, the COVID-19, it is also helping us to bring out the shell of fear. I can't do this, or I'm afraid to say this. We're doing what we have to do to survive.
That's right. And you know, and you have to, in this season, you really have to look and find a need and fill it. What is the need? Fill the need. And that brings me to where you are today. I am so excited about a really nice venture that you have put in place. I believe it's God inspired. And it was based on something that you saw a need in. And our frontline people are out there every day, and they're washing and washing and washing their hands and washing it until they're just kind of sore and dry and crackly, if that's a word. And you have been so, I mean, it's just been amazing how creative you've been by filling this need here. And you are able to create a business based on the need. Do you want to talk about that tonight?
Absolutely. I'm so excited that I can so many people in the healthcare industry, so many people who are on the front line that all day, every day, they're washing their hands. And so we are proud to, you know, to announce on today that we are releasing my first bath and spa antibacterial soap line that consists of bar soap, milk bath, sugar scrubs, rose petals that is actually soap, but they look like roses. Everything, the foaming soap, the liquid soap, but everything is that our signature is going to be that oatmeal, milk, and honey. And it's all about antibacteria. It's all about cleanliness. And our tagline is simple. It is where luxury and purity collide.
Wow.
That's our tagline.
Wow.
Luxury and pureness collide.
And I love that concept.
Bath for luxury.
Yes.
And when you clean it, you get it back here. So we're going to say that we are excited to announce our antibacterial line, oatmeal, milk, and honey.
And you know what I like about that, Pam, is that I just kind of stay away from that antibacterial. And I know it's good to use, but sometimes that antibacterial soap or washes can be so harsh on your skin, and I just don't like it. But what I like about the ingredients that you're using in your antibacterial, I know that by using it, it kind of seals in that moisture, and that would certainly be something I'll be interested in investing in, because it sounds like it.
And that's one of the things that when we tested with different nurses and RNs and nurse practitioners and doctors and people who have diabetes is that we tested, we gave them sample soap so that they can go home and wash their hands, go home and take a bath, and when they call back, they said, oh my God, the moisture is still in my hand is not cracking anymore, it's not dry. So that's what we were looking for, is something that makes everybody happy and gives them back that moisture in their skin, especially here in Mississippi Delta.
Yes, because it's just a dry area around here. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how dry it is. And then with the consistent washing over and over and over again, it's just to know that there's something out there that's safe. You know, the ingredients you have in there, you can pretty much eat all the ingredients you're talking about. And so, And so when they say when it's like that, is something that if you can eat the product or you can eat the ingredients that's in the product, when you put it like that, then it's something all that natural. Could be safe to put on your skin. Yes, all natural. And so, Pam, where can we look to get this product available to us consumers?
We're actually hoping to release within the next 2 weeks, put it out there on social media so that people can purchase it and give us the feedback. We want to do a market test with especially women in the nursing field, and women in business. Because we also have that foaming soap that has so much moisture. When you wash your hand, I mean, your hand feels so soft. And what we're hoping to do is surely respond to you.
Oh, wow. That's pretty soon.
That's real soon.
Right, man. That's just so amazing, Pam. With what you're doing, you're a philanthropist, you're giving to the community in the midst of this crisis and this COVID-19. You have a business that has been sparked and birthed out of this pandemic and this crisis. And of course, you continue to have your TV network. But you know, it's something that I believe is an opportunity here, Pam, for people. And if they miss this opportunity, shame on them. But usually when it's a crisis that's taking place, some people will put their heads in the sand and just pretend like it's not taking place, but others will stand flat-footed and look around and see and investigate and find the need and feel it. And much like yourself, you are able to create another business amid the COVID-19. What can you say to those people who are trying to do the same thing?
You know, one of the things that we felt to mention is that during this time of COVID-19, I helped put together what is called a workforce transportation piece, where we're actually busing people from the Mississippi Delta to Memphis, Tennessee, to work in the FedEx hub. We're actually busing people to work in Olive Branch, Mississippi, to the FedEx ground. So we're creating, for those people who have lost their jobs, we're still creating and giving them an opportunity to be self-sufficient by giving them jobs. And at the same time, we are actually providing them with transportation. We're busing them to and from these locations at no cost. These people are making $13 to $14 to $17 an hour working, coming from a poverty era of Mississippi Delta. And so even during COVID-19, we have continued to give these individuals jobs. We have continued to hire so many hundreds of people. And we do that by practicing social distancing on buses. So we have several buses where we're spreading people out across the bus. We have provided them with masks. We provided them with disinfectant. We provided them with hand sanitizer. We're doing everything that we can do to also, because these people really want to work. They do not want to stop working. So we had to make sure that we provide them safety precautions. So I say to those individuals that have ideas, don't be afraid to leave. Don't listen to those who say, girl, I wouldn't try that, or I wouldn't do that. Listen, there is so much out here that needs to be done, and you can't be afraid to fail. So if you fail, at least you try. And so I think to those individuals who have ideas that can make a difference, that can help us with this time of COVID-19, do it. I'm like Mikey, just do it.
I love it. You know, I was talking to someone maybe about 2 weeks ago, and she was saying, you know, Clarissa, this is the year of yes. Despite this hiccup, you know, this little hiccup that has happened in our country, it's still the year of yes. Yes to his will, yes to his way, but yes to your desire to do what it is that you feel God has called you to do, and do it in the best manner possible and without apologies. And so you are a prime example of yes. Yes, in 2020, You are a prime example, and you certainly are not allowing grass to grow under your feet during this time. You're out there, and in lack of a better term, you're out there kicking butt and taking names. And we're excited about what you're doing, Pam, and how you're pulling these ladies together for your panel and for your program of pulling prominent women together who desire to be a philanthropist, much like yourself, to give back to the community, to make sure that together every woman achieves more. You know, we're about to wrap up here in on the Clarissa Kenty Podcast Show, but Pam, before we go, do you have any encouraging words out there for the listening audience?
You know, I want to say to those women that are listening now, you know, we're so protected of our ideas because we're afraid to that someone may steal our ideas. But listen, this is a season of midwife. And I always tell people I'm a midwife. And I'm just here to help you push. It's time for you to push those dreams, push those goals that you want. It's time for you to birth them. You know, I'll say it simple. You have the power to help. Only you can birth your dream. So push. This is the season of pushing. And I always say to people in church, you know, the blessing is in the pressing.
Oh, I know that all so well. I've heard the saying and I've walked through it myself. So yes, guys, listen, you've got to push. You've got to hang in there. You have to put those feet on the ground and you must go for it. Go for it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. He's given us the courage and he's given us the confidence to push forward because he will never leave us alone. He has always empowered us to go and do great and mighty things. Man, Pam Chapman all the way from Mississippi. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Clarissa Kenty Podcast Show. You're certainly invited to come back at any time. And once that line is launched, we certainly want to have you back on our show so we can talk a little bit more about that line and how people can get your product. How about that?
Sounds good. We'll send you some samples too, but we want you to test the product and give us your review.
Absolutely. Yes, I am a brand ambassador for a lot of organizations and companies, so I would love to sample that out. I'm down for some good soft skin. I am. And listen, Pam, again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Can you tell the listening audience how they can get in contact with you or reach out to you?
Of course, they can always contact me on social media. I'm on social media, of course, it's Pam Chapman, on Instagram as Lady P. Chapman. And you can always reach me by giving me a call, 662-588-2019, 662-588-2019. Pam Chapman.
All right, guys, there you have it. Pam Chapman was in the building on the Clarissa Kenty Podcast Show. Guys, listen, continue to follow us on our social media platform. That's Clarissa Lester Kenty. You can also swing by the ladies room, LADIEZ. That's a live format that I do every Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can also swing by my page, ClarissaKenty.com. That's the website, ClarissaKenty.com. And always, guys, thank you so much for joining me on the Clarissa Kenty Podcast Show. We'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same station. Peace, and have a good rest of the day.